signaling common concerns. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden, Mexico City, talking economic issues, immigration, and other issues as he meets with the leader of Mexico.
President Biden, joined by many members of his cabinet, sat across from Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, saying there are many matters to discuss that will strengthen their partnership. The good includes plans for economic prosperity. The bad, threats to the health and safety of citizens.
The plague of fentanyl, which has killed 100,000 Americans so far, and how we can tackle irregular migration, which I think we're well on our way to doing.
President Lopez Obrador says he is ready to talk with Biden. Also, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be part of talks affecting the entire continent. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Yesterday, the president traveled to El Paso, Texas, to get a firsthand look at the border, his first trip there since taking office. A group of senators, including Texas Republican John Cornyn, traveled to the border today. He calls the situation a crisis.
There's nobody else to turn to. It's our responsibility. It's our job to try to address these very difficult multifaceted problem.
The group travels to Arizona tomorrow to continue to speak with officials and residents along the border. The Justice Department is reviewing several potentially classified documents found in the Washington office space of President Biden's former institute. Special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, says the small amount of documents with classified markings were found at the president's personal attorneys were clearing out the offices of his Penn Biden Center, where the president kept an office until he launched his campaign in 2019. He says the papers were turned over to the National Archives the next day. Members of the elite Green Beret unit at Fort Bragg are reportedly being investigated for drug use and human trafficking. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A Democratic law firm suing over an Ohio election law.
Elias Law Group suing to block an Ohio election law on behalf of groups representing military veterans, teachers, retirees, and the homeless, claiming it imposes needless and discriminatory burdens on the right to vote. The Democratic law firm taking aim at provisions which require voters to present a photo ID on Election Day, doing away with previously accepted documents which included utility bills and bank statements, shortening the windows for fixing a provisionally cast ballot and for when folks can request and return an absentee ballot, alleging it impacts military voters. Republican Governor Mike DeWine signing the bill into law Friday, saying it protects election integrity. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Seattle's public school system is suing a number of social media platforms for a mental health crisis among kids in their schools.
Seattle schools want TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook to stop this, quote, public nuisance and pay the district damages because their videos allegedly cause anxiety, anorexia, depression, an increase in suicides, and cyberbullying. The district claims 30% more students in the last decade feel so sad or hopeless they stop doing anything else, forcing it to hire more therapists and psychiatrists to help kids get through the day.
Fox's William LaJeunesse. Facebook, Google, and Snapchat say they have worked to make changes to their apps so that the mental health of kids would not get hurt. A new study from the American Academy of Pediatrics says children who are struggling with obesity should be evaluated and treated early and aggressively, including with medications for kids as young as 12 and surgery for those as young as 13. The study's co-author saying waiting doesn't work and that what doctors are seeing is a continuation of weight gain. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.